You have good eyes, Bone Warrior.
Know something, Stubby? I'd a whole lot rather be called Mergen. The squat man smiled thinly.
As you wish, Mergen.
I have come on behalf of the Speaker. He says, tell you, hard times are coming. He says, prepare your hearts and minds.
Hard times? One Eye laughed.
The party is over, kid. Now we got to pay for loafing around and getting fat while the houris slithered all over us.
Keep it in mind next time you're tempted to do some profiteering.
Ah!
You can't eat money, One Eye.
Killjoy.
That's me all over.
Tell Weezer to hike over to the Citadel and tell Sindawe the Southerners are up to something.
Sindawe might be all right. I could talk to him without having to conquer an urge to squeeze his throat. And this would cover me on keeping Mogaba informed. What would happen if the Shadow Master just up and walked away, leaving us to sort ourselves out? Sounded like the smart thing for him to do.
Chapter 45. Weezer barely made it to the top. Then he spent 5 minutes hacking and wheezing before he could talk. That old man had no business soldiering at his age. He ought to be off living off his grandchildren. But, like the rest of us, he had nothing outside the company. He would die under the Death's Head standard, under what passed for a standard today. It was sad, pathetic even. Weezer was an anomaly. Usually the mercenary life is brutal and short, pain and fear and misery only occasionally interrupted by a fleeting moment of pleasure. What keeps you sane is the unfailing comradeship of your brethren. In this company. In lesser bands. But they're not the Black Company. Croker and I both put a lot of effort into sustaining that brotherhood. In fact, it looked like time to resurrect Croker's habit of readings from the annals, so the men would remember that they were part of something more enduring than most kingdoms. I told Weezer, "You better take a couple hours off." He shook his head. He would go on the best he could until he could go on no more.
"Thanar, Lieutenant! Sindawe sends greetings. He said, we better look out tonight."
He mentioned why?
"He sort of hinted that Mogaba might try some big stunt after dark."
Mogaba was always trying some big stunt. Shadow Spinner ought to let him set himself up. One raid too many at the wrong time, and Mogaba would find out personally why Spinner was called a Shadow Master. Weezer said something in his native tongue.